YouTube 频道，这个 YouTube 频道。
I have seen this viral tweet yesterday. A lot of people were shocked by the results of the poll. Mostly men, that is. Women were agreeing with it. Some singers before and after gym transformation, asking people which one they think looks better. Honestly, I didn't even know who he was. Turns out some British pop singer. Now, the majority of men say the gym-maxed version is the better looking. And on the contrary, women overwhelmingly say that the before picture is better. 27.27, 4 times higher. The poster is asking, why are women lying about this? Like, what is the actual cause? And everybody in the replies was overcomplicating this, concocting different excuses to make it make sense. When the answer is a lot more straightforward, people try to overcomplicate things. This, guys, this is simply a case of a tryhard outsider that doesn't belong. Man, look at the picture and see his achievement, his transformation. They see the hard work, hustling in the gym. Women look at it and they see the face, first and foremost. They subconsciously evaluate men on their innate traits, not on changeable variables. Women don't like a tryhard outsider that doesn't belong. Nobody in the comments seems to get it right regarding why women choose the picture on the right and men on the left. There were a lot of laughable quotes too in the replies. A lot of people seem to think that women who say the image on the right looks more attractive are lying, straight up lying. They think it is some sort of 200 IQ lie by women, some sort of dating strategy to keep their relative value high by bringing men down. No, bro. They are being genuine. Based on these two pictures alone, they are not lying about which one they find more attractive. Other people were saying, oh, women don't like competition. That is why they feel scared and intimidated. The pure delusion. Some other women were given the BS justifications like, oh, his smile looks fake in the second. Anything to not admit what makes them uncomfortable. Then others were saying it is because of the short he was wearing. Oh, it looks gay. The left looks more masculine. It looks like he can survive a famine. Oh, it is because of the pause. All different types of cop concoctions. The real reason is a man who is trying to write a check, his face cannot cash, gives woman the ick. I am pretty sure a lot of women voting here didn't even know who he was. Didn't know that he was a musician. Like I didn't know. So his status here didn't really save him from rats of women. He might be status maxed in the UK, but people won't know that. People are just voting based on these two pictures alone. Those women who don't know him will think that he's just another gym maxed oofy doofy, trying to be confident when he doesn't have a reason to be. They subconsciously think that he denied his role and tries to look sexy in the second picture. It doesn't look natural. I mean, it is just a pitiful cop to believe that women are scared or that they are just lying so that men don't get more attractive by hitting the gym. Wow, you have seen the big picture, brother. You cracked the code. Guys, the situation is, and always has been, it is like an ugly guy being confident. Imagine an ugly guy goes to a club, right? Being cocky, overconfident. That is the vibe with the second picture, after picture. I am not calling him ugly. He's not ugly. But women look at the second pic and subconsciously realize that all his effort was futile. Face doesn't match the body. This is also a great BP point regarding why single-digit body fat, lean maxing, doesn't work for everybody. 1 unit of face is more important than 5 units of body, muscles, cuts. Some men will simply look worse facially after getting to 10% or single-digit body fat because that will pronounce a long face even more. Some men just won't get those chiseled cheeks, sharper jaw, you know, showing off those bones. You gotta have the bones in the first place. So facially, they won't look any better, no matter how much weight they lose. If you ain't got a good craniofacial structure, losing weight will actually make you look even worse. And this is the case here, unfortunately. At least based on these pictures alone. I mean, it is not that women find the body on the right unattractive. This is a case of a dude trying hard, being confident, denying his role, natural role, trying to look appealing when he just ain't got the facial credentials to match that body. And men in the replies were surprised because 99% of men don't understand it. don't understand that to women, one unit of improvement in the face is a lot more important than 10 units of improvement in the muscle department, because the former signals genetic traits. One, he wasn't really too fat in the first one to begin with, still has some muscle definition. And guys, keep in mind that the picture on the left is actually him after 4 years of gym selling. Turns out he was really obese before, back in 2020. But his body wasn't really that bad in the left. Wasn't really obese. And two, in the post-transformation picture on the right, he straight up looks worse in the face. Worse. For some reason, his forehead looks bigger, larger, than more narrow, longer looking face since he lost weight. That is why. If you show the woman his transformation pictures back from 2021, 2022, the result would have been different. Because he was really obese before. So the body itself on the right is still a plus. Not nearly as big of a plus as men would like to believe, but still a plus. Still preferable to the left. And in response to that tweet, someone brought up this example to prove that women who voted in that poll, in fact, were lying. But this guy, someone called Aaron Taylor, at least this image, also got the face as well. This is not a situation where the body doesn't match the face. It is not that women don't like shredded men. It is just a minor factor. It is a plus, but such a minor factor compared to the face. So when someone listens to Hamza, tries to be confident, tries to come off as Adonis, without the face to match it, that gives a woman the ick. Denying the natural role. The natural order. Nobody likes a triad that doesn't belong, guys. Nobody. That is why I am not showing my face. You think my voice is bad, bro? If I showed my face, it would have been all over. Immediately you would say, ah, yeah, do it. All of a sudden, I don't believe in the BP anymore. Like, if you think my voice is bad, I will let you know this. My voice is actually haloing my face. That was a post that Weaver brought up to my attention. I didn't know about it before. A post on LuxMax forum regarding the importance of effortlessness, titled "No One Cares About Your Struggles and the Importance of Effortlessness." He used the example of Federer and Djokovic to make his point. Famous tennis players. Now, I am not interested in tennis. I am not following any professional sports anymore, but this is relevant here. Partially explains the poll results as well. I will just read a couple sections, guys. It reads, "For years, there's been a debate about who the GOAT of tennis is, specifically between Federer and Djokovic. If you can do basic maths, you would know that the 24 Grand Slam titles of Djokovic is more than the Federer's 20. Yet people still think that the GOAT is up for debate because Djokovic still hasn't won the Olympic gold. Until this year. Even after Djokovic accomplished that, there are still people who continue to throw in excuses and say his play style is boring and not as effortless as Federer. It must be like being that kid in high school who, despite having snatched all the academic awards possible and mocked the school chat in every measurable metric of accomplishment, girls still flock to him instead of you." Guys, nobody likes a triad. That doesn't belong. That doesn't come natural. For example, if you are someone people look down on, for whatever reason, and you are still more successful than the local population, you are much better off not letting people know. Because they will come to resent you. Because in their mind, even if they don't say it out loud, they see you as below them. And when you mock them, visibly mock them, it makes them feel some kind of way. They will secretly resent you. This is similar to that. Just like how if you are an ugly guy dating a hot chick, somehow, some way, a similar thing will happen. People will turn on you. People inherently gravitate towards naturals. Effortless greatness that come from innate traits. That post is a great example of that. And that is why writing checks, your face, your innate genetics cannot cash will do a disservice, will not bring you a great deal of return on investment. People don't care about how much struggle you went through. Don't want to hear about how much the cards were stacked against you. They'll call the victim mindset even. I mean, this post itself is too long. I'm not gonna read all of it. Just this part as well. Even though Djokovic had a much harsher childhood upbringing, having to live through the Yugoslav wars in the 1990s and having to train in empty swimming pools, it doesn't really contribute to his legacy. The harsh reality is that people really only care about the end result, not the process. No one cares about your struggles or the fact that you hail from the slums of Mumbai. Brutal, bro. Brutal, but spot on. Maybe it is just me, but I have noticed that people don't take it too kindly when perceived outsiders talk about their struggles. True. This is especially so when they are ethnics or not a part of typical Western nation like Serbia. This part is really spot on, man. Laser accurate. And this really applies to work-life dynamics as well, guys. It really does. This is why it is one of the BP OPSEC procedures, to keep a low profile and not shine too much. Just like how being too polite, when you don't have to be as an outsider, is one of the OPSEC practices, not showing off too much is also one of them. Guys, trust and believe, if the face doesn't match the body, no woman will look at that and think, oh, that takes discipline, you know, building that body takes discipline. Bro, there is no discipline for your face. Oh, that shows dedication and hard work. Hustling, that shows that he's on his grind. Nobody's gonna care about that, bro. People claim that they do, but they don't. They really don't. And there is another important point. What matters in life is the end result. And this is true for pretty much everything in life. It ain't about the circumstances, how hard you tried. The end result is what counts. Anything else is seen as an excuse. You are gonna see it in the work life as well. It ain't about the hard circumstances, bro. End result. Anything else, you know, is gonna be seen as an excuse. A victim mentality, people will call it.
It applies even here on YouTube, guys. Like, you don't watch me because I put effort into my videos. That's a lie. If you watch someone, that is because you enjoy the content, not because of the amount of effort put into it. The end result is all that matters. It ain't about how you get there. Nobody cares about the journey. People care about what you are, what they see, not how hard you try to get there. People will only care about it when you are that guy, when they want to employ introjection. That is when they are going to say, oh, look, a success story, a story of a guy coming out of nothing and making something out of himself. It is a big lie, guys. It is a big lie that people sympathize and support underdogs. Only if that underdog is more natural. Nobody likes an underdog that doesn't belong. They will treat him like a leper that must be cast out.
My name is Nasser El-Sombari. I'm 35 years old and I live in San Diego, California.
Where are you from?
I think this doesn't matter.
Okay.
But to conclude this week's M-Style meeting, guys, the images in this poll is simply seen by women as an attempt, a futile attempt, a hard try attempt of an outsider denying his natural role. Don't be afraid, agent in life.